The fruit of the Spirit. We're continuing with the fruit of the Spirit that we started a few weeks ago. Last week, we looked at joy, and there was, I think, joy in the house as we just read and discovered the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you know, joy is something that is really, it's internal. It's not like happiness, which is temporary. It's based on things that are outward, that make us happy. But you know, we can have a joy in any and all circumstances, which is why Paul can say, rejoice in the Lord. And then again, he reminds us, and again, I say, rejoice. Jesus, he talked about the joy that is found in abiding in him. And the key verse last week for joy was that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Do you know, it's his joy. And just think of that as Jesus faced the cross, as Jesus was facing the jeering and the torture. And here he is talking about joy, my joy that would be in you and be full. And for the joy that was before him, he endured the cross. You know, to see that we would be reconciled with the Father, that we would know salvation, that we would know redemption, that Jesus was the only one that was good enough to pay the price for our sin. And you know, if you're a believer here today, your sins are forgiven. Your past is gone. And that is worth shouting about. That is worth rejoicing about. Today we're talking about peace. Peace. A bit more peaceful than last week. I'm going to bring along the lines of overcoming anxiety. As you know, we do experience anxiety, fears. We get stressed in our life. The Bible has a lot to say about peace. And so if you've got your Bible with you, I want you to turn. I want to just read some scriptures before I launch into my message. Philippians chapter 4. I'm sure you all knew that was going to be the verses. Philippians 4. I'm going to read from verse 4. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. We will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Still used as a traditional greeting amongst many Jewish people, conveying not just peace, but it goes much deeper than that. Prosperity, well-being, success, harmony amongst friends and family, unity amongst nations, and many other blessings. Someone once says, literally, however, shalom means to be complete or whole. Billy Graham, he says this for the Christian, peace is not simply the absence of conflict or any other artificial state the world has to offer. Rather, it is the deep, abiding presence that only Jesus can bring to our hearts. And the key chapter that we have linked the fruits of the Spirit with is John chapter 15, about remaining in the vine. Yes, we talk about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians, but you know, Jesus talks about remaining in him, remaining in his love, remaining in his joy. And as we stay connected with Jesus, I believe that we can know that peace, that trust in him. Why do we need peace? How many of us, certainly us who have raised kids, we just say, oh, give me peace. How many have said to their children, will you just give me peace? Do you know, that was a nice cry a few weeks ago when we had our 5 grandkids staying in the house. And from 4 to 11, and we were just rushed off our feet. But I'll tell you, that house, when those kids were gone, there was peace. There was peace. And we just basked in the peace. But then other things come and robs you of that peace. We are living in anxious times. We're living in dark times, I believe. And so as humans, we are susceptible. Jesus knew that. That we are susceptible to fear, worry, anxiety, stress. Do you know, you're looking at someone who lived with that. Growing up, I was a worrier. My wife was telling me, you need to be a warrior, but I was a worrier. I would worry about everything. You know, fear, worry, anxiety. Do you know, it floods our life. I am overcome. Or I have overcome that. So I just face those fears. But it's one of the emotions that we struggle with as human beings. They do say Mental Health UK says that over 8 million people are experiencing an anxiety disorder. I sometimes wonder if that's higher. They also said that 74%, which I was like, goodness me, if that's true, 74% of Scotland are overwhelmed by anxiety or unable to cope. The Mental Health Foundation, again, say 1 in 20 people in the UK have generalised anxiety disorders. Worry and anxiety rob you of that joy, rob you of that peace. Storms come to our life. Difficulties are faced. Bad things happen to good people. For the believer, there is peace. A peace that passes all understanding. We can't even describe how it works. That is the peace of God that we can know. It is a fruit of the Spirit, staying close to Jesus. Jesus, again, as he was preparing for leaving and facing the cross, as he told his disciples, by the way, I'm going. They're going to kill me and I'm going to be crucified. And I think they were probably putting their fingers in their ears, not wanting to hear what Jesus was saying, because how are they going to get through life if Jesus is gone? Do you know, and he says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. The keeping of peace and the losing of peace, I think there may be a key to how we keep it and how we lose it. I want to put it to you, it's our trust. Where is our trust? Is our trust in God? Or is our trust in other things? Is our trust in our own strength? Trust. Do you know, Isaiah prophesied to his people the words of God, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you. All whose thoughts are fixed on you. And that is where our trust and where our thinking happens. As I said, we're living in dark times, our nation divided, politics, people are just losing hope, have lost hope in our politicians, Many believing that this could probably be the new norm, maybe not believing that things can change. Addictions gripping people's life, the redefining of marriage and sexuality and gender are just spreading across our nation. And you know, there is times I'm like, God, I don't know what to do. Christianity may seem in decline. The message of salvation in Jesus Christ alone, the message of sin and repenting of sin, walking in holiness, is being considered by hate or considered as hate speech. That is the way the world is going. And the truth is, it's going to get darker.
Yes, it is. Yes.
But this, I believe, is a time for the church to rise and shine with the love of Jesus. I believe God is creating a place where Jesus and the Word and the Gospel, people will becoming Christians, believing. You know, we are ripe for a harvest, I believe, because people have lost hope in everything else. And the only hope for our nation, our world, is Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 11. Isaiah issues a call to trust in the Lord. And I believe this is a prophetic message to the church, to trust in the Lord. The Lord has given me a strong warning, says Isaiah, not to think like everyone else does. He said, don't call everything a conspiracy like they do. And don't live in dread of what frightens them. Make the Lord of heaven's armies holy in your life. He is the one. He is the one that you should fear. He is the one who should make you tremble. He will keep you safe. And he goes on, preserve the teaching of God and trust his instructions to those who follow me. I will wait for the Lord who has turned away from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my hope in him. And you know, that is why I believe that we can have that peace, that assurance, because Jesus is not put off with what's going on. Yes, I believe his heart breaks for mankind and for what is happening, but God loves our world. God loves people, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life and not perish. God loves our world. Yes, hates the sin, but he loves our world. Don't let the things that make the world fearful make you fearful. That's why I said I believe it's to do with trust. Who are we trusting in? There is a call, I believe, and these are the days, I believe, we are seeing awakenings happening all over our world as the Holy Spirit is just being poured out. People are getting saved. My prayer is, Dundee, God, would you do it in Dundee? God, would you do it in this city as people encounter the love of Jesus? How is he going to do that? Do you know, we are filled with the presence of God. We are the hope carriers. And you know, people living next door to you who is fearful, anxious, you can bring that message of hope and peace to them. Being a peacemaker. But we need the peace of God. As believers can trust in God. We can. God is not caught off guard. God is not caught off guard. That is why we can have peace. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Horatio Spafford, in one of the most darkest difficult times when he lost his kids, when a ship went down. As he wrote those words, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. That, I believe, is the peace that God can give us despite the circumstances and the situations around us. We have to stay close to Jesus because he is our source. He is the Prince of Peace. If we have to grow in peace, if we are going to grow in peace, we have to grow in our trust of God, grow in our relationship with him, abiding in him. And the encouragement is, as Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Paul literally saying here, let the peace of Christ be your umpire. Let him make the decisions. William Bartley says, it is a word that is used of an umpire who settled things in a matter of dispute. If the peace of Christ is the umpire in anyone's heart, then when feelings clash and we are pulled in two directions at the same time, the decision of Christ will keep us in the way of love, and the church will remain in the one body it's meant to be. The way to right action is to appoint Jesus Christ as the one who decides between conflicting emotions in our hearts. If we accept his decision, we cannot go wrong. Do not be anxious. Pray about everything. The Bible says, don't be anxious. Do not be anxious. And so where is your focus this morning, church? Is it on your circumstances? Is it on the situation? Is it on our world? Fix your eyes on Jesus, the source. And we're going to come round communion in a minute, but I just wanted just to touch on one last verse, because I think one of the things, or the place that we need to start, is our peace with God. Yes, we can know the peace of God, but let us know today that we can have peace with God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into the place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight, by faith, we have peace with God. Begins, therefore. What's it therefore? Because of what was previous. Do you know, all have sinned and fallen short of God's standard. All have sinned. All of us deserved the wrath of God, wrath upon sin. All of us. But when we believe in Jesus Christ, when we come and we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us. When we repent of our sins, our names are written in that book of life, that we have been reconciled to God. He loved us. His kindness leads us to repentance. And so if you're a believer here this morning, you have been reconciled to God. Your sins are forgiven. They have been washed away. The old nature has gone. The old man has gone. The new has come. New life. New life. And if we are going to get real peace, it has to start with God. It has to start with God. The peace of God. Fonny, would you come back and just play something? The peace of God. Do you need peace this morning? Do you need peace this morning? Do you need peace this morning? We just get ready to close with a final song. I'm going to hand over to Andrew, who's just going to just lead us in this next part of our service as we begin to close. Thank you, Andrew.
Just within thinking about peace today and God's peace, and the world looks for peace. I walked past someone's house this morning and they were doing Tai Chi. They're looking for peace. I worked in a hospice. People received Reiki healing prayer. They're looking for peace. But actually, we know the Prince of Peace, the one who has peace beyond all understanding. But actually, we need to connect to the one that wants to bring that peace to us. And I just want, in a moment, we're not going to have a long time, but just in a moment, I want us just to just take some moments where we are sitting, just to invite, as we already have done today, but just a bit more intentionally, God to come by his peace, in a peace that surpasses all understanding. I encourage you just to have your feet nice and flat on the floor. Sometimes posture can help us. And breathing in the Bible, it speaks about breathing is the breath of life, but also the wind of the Spirit, the ruach, the wind of the Spirit. God is the one that gives us breath. So begin to breathe in and out. And as you breathe in and out, in the world, they want you to do this to get deal with anxiety. But we're going to take it much further because God wants to bring his Spirit. So as you sit there, hear your breathing. Just become conscious of it. Breathing in, breathing out. But as you breathe in, begin to breathe in and invite God by his Spirit to come and fill you. Come, Holy Spirit. And as you breathe out, release those things that are not of God. Just breathe in more of you. Come into our minds. Bring your peace. Breathe in more of you. Holy Spirit, come. Into our hearts, bring your peace and your love. Come, Spirit of God. Breathe in, breathe out more. Spirit of God, come. Just sense Spirit of God just coming now, just descending on us. Come more, more. Whether you sense anything or not, just keep just breathing. We invite God by his Spirit to come to our soul to bring comfort. Come, Spirit of God. Come, Spirit of God. Just breathe in and out. More. 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 Just come. Bring your peace now. More, more. Spirit of God, come. Just drink in like you would drink in a big draught of more of God. Just breathe in. More of God. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, come. Jesus, come. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray, as we go from here, may we know your peace. And the great thing about this is you can do this on your own. God hears you on your own. Breathe and receive more of His Spirit. And our peace that we connect with, the Prince of Peace, is greater than any other peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shiraki. Shimachandane. Just a moment more. Just a moment more. Just a moment more. Korana shiraki. Spirit, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord, bless you. Keep you, make His face shine upon you. Be gracious to you and give you peace.
Yes.
Give you peace.
Peace of God come.
Amen.
Peace of God come. Would you stand with us as we close with our final song? Kids will be coming out of their kids club. Teen club.